these challenges really require a joint effort and a coordinated approach. Taking this into consideration, I can confirm, and the presence of, let's say, the different units of the organization, I can confirm that FAO is committed to provide further support in this context. And our primary support, of course, is to our member countries, to the member countries and to the stakeholders in the member countries. And a food systems transformation requires a systemic approach, and therefore the involvement of all the stakeholders and all the actors, the government, the parliamentarians, the private sectors, and the non-state actors is important, and particularly interacting and supporting the parliamentarians, who are, in our views, at the heart of the legislation for the transformation of the agri-food systems, is considered from our side really a key building block in these efforts. Because I think you as parliamentarians, you are uniquely positioned to translate the national priorities into legislative action, to advocate for the policies that promote sustainability and food security, and to really also ensure public resources are allocated fairly and also efficiently. Through your oversight function, it is also possible to monitor governments on the agri-food systems commitment. And through an inclusive and transparent dialogue, you can amplify the voices of the farmers, youth, women, and marginalized also communities. I think your role in driving the agri-food systems transformation forward needs to be fully recognized. And we in the Regional Office for Europe and Central Asia are making increased efforts to engage further and to identify, of course, also practical ways of the collaboration to achieve the better production, to achieve better nutrition, better environment, and better life, leaving no one behind. And so the meeting today, I think, is a good opportunity to reflect and to listen also to you on recent progress from the countries, to learn, in this case, also from each other, to define also priorities for collective action, and to agree also on the way we are going to go forward. Because we're going to have the global summit of parliamentarians, which is going to come up also quite soon. And we are, of course, also interested in this context to organize also another regional summit in 2026. And we are, in this case, of course, also looking forward for suggestions and ideas in terms of hosting also the next parliamentarian summit for the region. Because the virtual connection, I think, is a good way of exchanging. But we have also seen in the Tirana case that being physically present and having the chance to physically interact, in this case, is a great opportunity for all of us to learn, to exchange, and to move the agri-food systems, in this case, also forward. So I'm looking forward to a rich and result-oriented discussion. I want to thank again also all the parliamentarians who made themselves available for this meeting, and really looking forward, and it's very good to meet you. So thank you very much, and Daria, over to you.
Thank you, Raimond. Thanks so much, and also hello from me. For those who don't know me, my name is Daria Alexeeva. I'm a partnerships officer in the Regional Office for Europe and Central Asia. And actually, many of you members of the parliament who are present here, we met in Tirana. So very nice to see you again. And thank you for being here. And the agenda has been shared with you. And as Raimond mentioned in his last sentences now, the next block is actually an exchange between us, and basically sharing the updates, the recent developments, especially since the last time we met in Tirana. And it would be very good to hear from you, basically, what are the main international context, of course, what are the main agri-food challenges you are currently facing, how you are addressing them through parliamentary actions. Have there been any recent legislative initiatives in your country focused on food security, rural development, or sustainable agriculture? So the next, let's say, 20 minutes, we would like to have this short exchange with you to see the progress, the challenges, the obstacles, how you are overcoming them, and of course, going forward, what would be the support needed from FAO Regional Office for Europe and Central Asia? What are the possible activities we can take jointly in order to address some of the challenges you are facing in the national context? And then after this exchange, I will give the floor to our colleagues from the headquarters. They are here. Also, thanks a lot. And they will share a few updates on the upcoming global summit, parliamentary summit, which will be taking place next year in South Africa. And I think it will be interesting for you to know and to see how you can participate. So, I hope you found translation into Russian, Ukrainian. For those who still have problems, please write it in the chat. And I would also like to ask, when you take the floor, please introduce yourself. And if you don't mind, we will start from the program countries, REU program countries. So basically, we have here, I think, Armenia, Kyrgyzstan, and Ukraine. I'm not sure Kazakhstan has joined. I haven't seen them. But from those three countries, it would be good to hear what are the current challenges, situation in agri-food sector, legislative policy initiatives, etc. So Ukraine, Kyrgyzstan, or Armenia, any of you, please. You can raise your hand. Yes, yes, please, Kyrgyzstan, yes.
Спасибо большое. Меня зовут Динара Ашимова. Я являюсь депутатом парламента Кыргызстана. Также я возглавляю партийную фракцию Иман-Нуру и являюсь членом аграрного комитета нашего парламента. Мне хотелось бы сразу рассказать о той законодательной инициативе, которую сейчас...
We have two translators
да.
in English. They are speaking two translators at the same time.
Сейчас, извините, Динара, okay. Там какая-то техническая проблема с
Я могу говорить.
Переводом. Сейчас, минутку.
Now it's okay. Now it's okay. Now,
да, пожалуйста, да, 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 да.
Okay.
Спасибо, извините, да.
Я бы хотела, как раз пользуясь случаем, поприветствовать всех парламентариев, которые принимают сегодня участие. Я надеюсь, мы познакомимся поближе. Также я хотела бы поблагодарить офис ФАО за организацию данной конференции. И не теряя время, рассказать нашим коллегам о том, что сейчас в парламенте у нас обсуждается законопроект о климатической деятельности. Инициатором этого законопроекта являюсь я. И в основном в части... значит, продовольственной безопасности, сельского хозяйства, климатических действий в этом направлении. Мы сейчас пытаемся в этом законе, значит, полномочия Министерства сельского хозяйства, а также обязанности расписать и все это связать с понятием секвестрации. Поэтому я бы хотела сказать, что в целом наш закон не является первым в Центральной Азии, но в в то же время он является немножко инновационным, потому что мы в нашем законе стараемся охватить, значит, действия по парниковым газам, а также тут же охватить все области, функции ведомств, что они должны делать в связи с изменением климата, а также мы создаем данным законом основы углеродного рынка. Поэтому хотелось бы услышать здесь от других парламентариев, есть ли какие-то лучшие практики в их парламентах. И тут же хотелось бы сказать, что нам очень была бы нужна экспертная техническая поддержка со стороны ФАО, чтобы этот законопроект стал действительно полезным для развития продовольственной безопасности в нашей стране в условиях адаптации к изменениям климата. Спасибо большое.
Thanks a lot, Dinara. It's very interesting to hear about this innovative. I understand it hasn't been adopted yet. It's just the law hasn't been adopted, so it's still in progress. But it's very interesting to hear about this approach to tackle climate change in the national context. And I'm sure we will hear from other countries as well, as climate change and adaptation measures are high on the agenda of all the countries, obviously. In this context, I think I also have Armenia and Ukraine here. So if they would like to share the updates and developments in their parliaments in the context of agri-food sector would be very good. So maybe Armenia or Ukraine. Okay, I think Vahe said that they have the session in the parliament, so I don't see him now. So if Ukraine, if you would like to share, yes, please, I can see you raise the hand. Yes, please, Alexander.
Так, доброго дня, Дар'я, доброго дня, Раймонд. Радий вас бачити. Також вітаю всіх парламентарів, які сьогодні присутні на цій нараді. По-перше, я хочу висловити подяку організаторам регіональної зустрічі в Албанії, яка була в осені 24-го року. По-перше, був достатньо високий рівень підготовки і проведення цього заходу. Як для України, я вважаю, що ця зустріч стала надзвичайно продуктивною з точки зору обміну досвідом та думками між представниками національних парламентів країн Європи та Центральної Азії. І ми мали змогу обговорити дійсно актуальні проблеми, які стоять перед агропродовольчими системами, зокрема в умовах змін клімату, нестабільності ринків та глобальних геополітичних процесів. Особливо цінною була можливість встановити прямий контакт і конструктивну комунікацію зі своїми колегами, парламентарями з інших держав. Ми не тільки посилили розуміння національних особливостей аграрної політики тої чи іншої держави, але також це заклало основу для майбутньої міжпарламентської співпраці, зокрема у сфері продовольчої безпеки та сталого розвитку сільського господарства. Також я вважаю доцільним продовжити таку практику. Подібні зустрічі повинні, на мою думку, стати регулярними, можливо, не тільки один раз на рік, але може частіше. Вони створюють такий майданчик для діалогу, де можна координувати зусилля, обговорювати законодавчі ініціативи, також знаходити спільні підходи до розвитку продовольчих систем. Переконаний, що подальший розвиток міжпарламентської співпраці дозволить нам ефективно реагувати на сучасні виклики та сприяти формуванню більш стійкої та справедливої продовольчої політики в нашому регіоні. Також хочу зазначити, що дійсно з урахуванням того, що в Україні зараз клімат дуже швидко міняється, то такий обмін досвідом для нас дуже важливий з урахуванням того, по-перше, як розвивати аграрний сектор України, які продукти вирощувати в Україні. Це для нас дуже важливо. Також сьогодні є дуже актуальний момент і проблема, яка є і стала перед нашими аграріями після завершення автономних торгівельних заходів 6 червня 2025 року. Сьогодні ми повернулись на квотування в Європейський Союз по деяким чутливим товарам, але для нас дуже важливо, щоб ми вже уклали угоду про асоціацію, для того, щоб ми підписали заздалегідь сприятливі правила гри між Україною та Європейським Союзом, для того, щоб наші аграрії могли планувати, для того, щоб вони розуміли, яку продукцію треба вирощувати, скільки грошей треба вкладати в розвиток переробної промисловості і так далі. Також хочу відмітити, що після зустрічі в Албанії у нас з деякими країнами налагодились такі дуже приємні, навіть дружні зв'язки на міжпарламентському рівні. Ми спілкуємося достатньо часто, почали їздити один до одного, обмінюватись досвідом. Це для нас дуже важливо, особливо для тих країн, які сьогодні бачать себе в найближчому майбутньому в сім'ї Європейського Союзу. Тобто вважаю, що всі ці ваші зусилля для того, щоб об'єднати парламентарів інших країн, дуже важливі. Що стосується законодавчої ініціативи, дійсно більшість законів, які сьогодні розглядаються в аграрному комітеті, це закон, який спрямований на імплементацію законодавства України в європейське законодавство. Тут багато роботи, стараємось максимально обмінюватись досвідом з країнами, які вже є учасниками Європейського Союзу. Нещодавно були в Литві, де спілкувалися з нашими колегами, які із парламенту, із Міністерства аграрної політики та Міністерства економіки, які нам розповідали, як вони вступали в Європейський Союз, які виклики були у них. І такий досвід для нас дуже важливий, для того, щоб при прийнятті цих законопроєктів, які сьогодні ми розглядаємо на порядку денному в Україні, щоб вони були максимально збалансованими між тими правилами, які є в Європейському Союзі, і нашою сучасністю розвитку сільського господарства в нашій країні, для того, щоб це не зашкодити фермерам. Тому дуже дякую за такий майданчик і сподіваюся, що він буде продовжуватись, а ми зможемо максимально зустрічатися з нашими колегами з парламентарів інших країн.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was very interesting to hear, especially it was very well, I think I was very happy to hear that after our summit in Tirana in Albania, you have established certain contacts with the parliamentarians and continued exchange and cooperation to certain extent. This is actually one of the aims of this meeting, but also meetings in Tirana and any other global regional initiatives, because obviously in the national context you know very well what to do, how to do, but regional context, especially for those who are here in the European Union, is very important, and learning from others and exchanging experience has never been underestimated, and I think it's very good. And maybe I don't see Armenia is still, I guess, busy. So if I may, I will just ask a quick follow-up question to you, Alexander, and Dinara. Also following up on what you said about the regional context and cooperation, which areas, technical areas, do you think require more regional cooperation, more exchanges? Are there any specific topics, issues that you would think are more beneficial for you to get to know about, and you would be looking forward to us, for example, setting up regional exchanges on certain topics, technical topics? Any of you, Динара, Александр, if you want
Я
to share.
Я могу отвечать?
Да, да, конечно.
Да, спасибо большое. Очень большая тема, по которой хотелось бы обменяться в рамках региональных встреч, возможно, по Центральной Азии, это вопрос биобезопасности. Дело в том, что Кыргызстан, я инициировала закон о биологической безопасности, и в конце декабря 2024 года он подписан у нас в Кыргызстане о биологической безопасности. И одновременно многие вопросы практически на региональном уровне у нас стоят на повестке дня, они не решаются. Первый вопрос – это вопрос безопасности продуктов питания, которые мы импортируем, экспортируем между собой. То есть у нас очень много сейчас проблем в связи с тем, что превышены показатели ГМО, очень большие риски в части ветеринарных препаратов. Также не совсем сходятся стандарты лабораторных исследований. Кроме того, нам нужно вообще по Центральной Азии постараться, наверное, разработать модульный какой-то законопроект общий о биологической безопасности, потому что этот вопрос очень важен. Вообще вот этот закон о биобезопасности мы разрабатывали при поддержке Кыргызстанского офиса ФАО. И действительно, это для нас было большое достижение. Но тем не менее, здесь нужен очень тесный обмен мнениями и техническая поддержка ФАО для того, чтобы этот закон продвигать в жизнь. То есть какие еще законы нужно принимать, какие стороны, значит, народного хозяйства нужно регулировать, чтобы этот закон заработал в полную меру. Биологическая безопасность была бы обеспечена. Это вот первое. Второе, на что я хотела бы обратить внимание, Кыргызстан является страной, которая у истоков, у водных истоков мы находимся, да? И сейчас в связи с тем, что с каждым годом увеличиваются проблемы водопользования, проблемы нехватки воды в регионе в целом, мне кажется, нам необходимо разработать единые подходы. Вот, к примеру, мы недавно приняли свой водный кодекс, где мы установили, что вода является товаром, и теперь нам нужно, наверное, на уровне парламентариев решать вопрос, чтобы у нас были одинаковые, чтобы это потом не вызвало конфликты приграничные. Вот это очень важный вопрос, потому что сопредельные с Кыргызстаном наши соседи, Казахстан, тот же Узбекистан, уже начинают испытывать большие проблемы, связанные с водой. Здесь тоже было бы очень нужна помощь ФАО. А также наша, вот большая у меня была просьба в связи с тем, что у нас очень быстро меняется климат, Кыргызстану нужно думать о выращивании новых видов товаров продовольственных, продукций. И у нас мы в сентябре 2024 года приняли государственную программу по выращиванию ферулы. Это такое вот растение, которое является не сильно зависит от вода, от водных ресурсов. Ферула, это она очень такая астафетида называется, она очень хорошо продается в Индию, в Пакистан, потому что имеет фармацевтическое, значит, применение. И вот хотя у нас есть госпрограмма по феруле, но нам нужно обучение фермеров. Нам нужно очень сильно в этом плане помощь ФАО, потому что мы видим, что наши министерства не справляются, да, вот с этими вопросами, чтобы адаптировались наши фермеры. Спасибо большое.
Спасибо большое. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Dinara. In the meantime, I see that Kazakhstan and Croatia have also joined. Thanks a lot. We are very happy to see you. Welcome. And Alexander, if you would like to say a couple of words on these issues of the regional cooperation, you are welcome to do so. Or you can also join this, you can address it later as well.
Я можу зараз, якщо можна.
Yes, please, yes, please, yes, yeah.
Ну, я приєднуюсь до того, що сказала Дінара, що ФАО може допомогти нам в плані підготовки спеціалістів в різних напрямах. В першу чергу це стосується напряму агрономів, лаборантів, всі ці спеціальності, які потрібні сьогодні для швидкого розвитку аграрної галузі. І для того сьогодні дійсно є багато університетів та багато різних наукових установ, але з урахуванням того, що Україна почала розвивати різні напрями, які до війни не були такими, в даному випадку, такими основними, скажімо так. Тобто це були нішеві товари, якими займалася невеличка кількість фермерів. А сьогодні багато змінилось, традиційне сільське господарство дуже сильно змінилося, і тому з'явились різні напрями, з якими треба працювати. Це і садівництво, це і розвиток виноробної галузі, яка за весь цей час вже зазнавала такий упадок, сьогодні вона розвивається. Також з'явились ті культури, які вирощуються в Україні, які до цього не були, наприклад, бавовник, або дуже змінився клімат, і в південних областях України ми вже можемо вирощувати цей продукт, і вже засіяно більше 30 тисяч гектарів бавовника. Ну і таке інше. Тобто є багато таких напрямів, які було б непогано підтримати. А що стосується законотворчих ініціатив, да, дійсно, у нас теж є багато законотворчих ініціатив, але тут більше, я так вважаю, що потрібні фахівці, які б змогли попрацювати з нашими експертами, бо, скажімо так, теми, вони дуже вузькопрофільні і дуже складно їх розвивати, коли нема досвіду такого, як в країнах Європейського Союзу. Тобто тут теж було б непогано співпрацювати. Дякую.
Thank you. Thank you, Alexander. Thanks a lot. It was very important for us to hear on these issues. I see that Croatia has joined, and nice to see you, Marianne, again. And as long as you have to leave very soon, I will pass the floor to you also to share challenges, recent developments from the moment we met in Tirana. And thanks a lot for joining. Although you are short on time and you have to run, so please.
Thank you very much, Daria. I want to say hello to all colleagues who joined to this meeting. Thank you to you and Raimond to organize this meeting and possibility to exchange views. Thank you also for information that you plan to organize the global conference. It will be maybe good through this meeting to give us more information about the dates and expectation because of planning. This is very important meeting. Also, maybe you could give to us some hints for regional conference and what kind of expectation you have from the country who hosting this regional conference. So this is about technical things. I just would like to mention that my committee and I hosted Commissioner Hansen, Commissioner for Agriculture in Croatia in May. He represents framework for new agricultural policy, and then we have also discussion with Commissioner Serafin, who is in charge for financing, because a new multi-annual financial framework will change, and we are worried about this. In meantime, also in at the end of the May, we met in Cyprus, Mr. Gavriel, who is president of the Standing Committee on Agricultural and Natural Resources of the House of Representatives of the Parliament of Cyprus, organized a meeting for the presidents of agricultural committees of Mediterranean EU member states. So that was really, really a good discussion, and also Commissioner Hansen joined to us. So I will go to main challenges which we face in Croatia, but also in the EU member states, because I think that farmers cannot tackle climate change, increased green ambitions, supply chain disruption, unfair competition from third countries, unfair trade practices, and other challenges affecting this sector with less financial support. Food, as we all know, is essential for life, which is why stronger support for our farmers is necessary. Increased defense spending in the very complex geopolitical landscape is an understandable move for the EU, but this funding must not come at the expense of agriculture. And those who need to defend us must also be fed, and that responsibility falls on our farmers. That is why our position is that the next multi-annual financial framework must provide sufficient funding for the common agricultural policy, and we oppose the proposed merging of national envelopes into the so-called single fund. We believe that in the future MFF, the agricultural budget should continue to be structured as it has been so far, with a separate envelope based on two pillars of CIP, direct payments and rural development. Additionally, it is essential to explore new sources of funding for rural development rather than considering its elimination. I agree with those who argue that priorities within rural development funding need to be reassessed, but it is not a reason to eliminate rural development, because it's really valuable pillar of CIP. And also, I would like to say that we are concerned about high green ambitions of the EU, which impose uniform targets and obligations on all member states, an approach we find unacceptable. Instead, real conditions in each member state should be taken into account when establishing obligations. not all countries exert the same environmental pressure through their agricultural production, nor have they been using EU funds for the same length of time. And Croatian farmers already use half the amount of pesticides compared to EU average. Also, I just want to remind you that Croatia is GMO-free country, where the sowing of GMO seeds is prohibited, even for experimental purpose, and we want to stay GMO free. That is the reason why we cannot accept the regulation of new genome techniques, as it represents a backdoor introduction of GMOs on EU level. Croatia also has the largest reduction in agricultural greenhouse gas emissions in the EU, aided unfortunately by a sharp decline in livestock production. Further reduction requirements, combined with the fact that almost 50% of the territory falls within Natura 2000, would push us toward the collapse of our agricultural sector, which is not the desired outcome. So we have lots of topic to discuss, because now it's time to open this discussion before the new framework for financing and new framework for agricultural policy on the EU level will be accepted. And also, if we could help with our experience to our colleagues who are in pre-accession period, or they need some experience from our side, advices, or any kind of help, we are open for this. And I'm sorry, because I will need to leave you in 10 minutes, because I have another meeting on totally different place, so I need to go there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No problem, Marianne. We understand how busy you are, and thanks for joining even in this short time frame. And thanks a lot. I think your last points are exactly echoing what Alexander was saying, that, for example, Ukraine is also in need of more knowledge and experience from the EU colleagues. So this exchange is very welcome. And then in terms of what you also mentioned, regional and global summit, unfortunately, you will leave, but we will share the recording, and you can always reach out to me. But our HQ colleagues will share information on how the global summit is shaping up, and how parliamentarians from our region, from Europe, can participate. Now, I can see that we have still two countries who haven't spoken and haven't shared their news, updates, developments in the agri-food sector. International contact, it's Kazakhstan and Italy. So Italy or Kazakhstan, if you would like to take the floor, please. Nurzhan, извините, не знаю ваше отчество. Да, пожалуйста. Да, да, пожалуйста.
Добрый день. Нуржан, Казахстан, депутат Мажилиса парламента. Сейчас мы находимся в командировках в регионах, как раз посещаем объекты, поэтому я вот с автотранспорта с вами подключился. Ну, во-первых, после нашей встречи в Тиране, Албания, действительно время определенное прошло, но мы те знания, опыт, который мы там приобрели, мы его применяем. Сейчас я, будучи в аграрном комитете, мы разработали, я являюсь автором закона об охране почв. Это очень нужный закон. Кстати, вот нам германские коллеги помогают в этом вопросе. Свой проект закона, свои законодательства нам делятся. Мы применяем международный опыт. В целом у нас большая новость. У нас в мае месяце посетил генеральный секретарь ФАО нашу республику. У нас был международный экономический форум в Астане, и очень плодотворно они поработали. Была встреча с нашим президентом страны Касым-Жомарт Токаевым. Там обговорили дальнейшее сотрудничество. И Казахстан в этом году и с прошлого года выделяет средства на совместные проекты с ФАО. Ну, это можно долго рассказывать об этом. В целом, конечно, нам нужно сотрудничать, вместе работать. Я всегда на связи. Вот Рахмет Шолпан, организаторам, то, что организовали сегодня эту встречу, а нашему руководителю извиняюсь, имя хотел быстро сказать. Ну, извините, сейчас имя не назвал руководителя этого проекта. Готовы к дальнейшему сотрудничеству. Спасибо большое. Мы на связи, Казахстан.
Спасибо большое. Thanks a lot, Nurjan. And Portugal has shared with us the statement. They will not be speaking as far as I understood, but we will share their written statement later with all of you. And Italy, we will be very happy. Yes?
Sorry. President De Carlo apologizes, but is currently busy in the assembly with votes, so he cannot speak now. So
okay, that's not a problem. Okay, we will, in any case, share the outcomes of today's meeting with all of you, and he is welcome to make any input and share whatever he deems appropriate with us. Thanks a lot. I hope you can still stay, Rosella, with us until the end and relay what we've been discussing to your colleague. Thank you, Mariana, and good luck. Now, in the for sake of time, I will now pass the floor to our HQ colleagues who will share the updates in relation to Global Summit. And then I will also still touch upon the issue of possibility to organize next regional exchange among all of us. As long as I can see that many of you around the table have voiced actually the interest and desire to continue these exchanges on different topics. And thank you for mentioning the specific topics of interest, which we will follow up on. So I will pass the floor now to Victor, I think, is going to make presentation, or Guilherme.
Me, yeah.
Yes, thank you, Guilherme.
Thank you so much, Daria, a few colleagues, honorable members of the parliament. Thanks for the invitation to be with you. This is a great opportunity for us to exchange and to show the ongoing work. Let me just, okay, adjust here the presentation. Can you see it in the full screen?
Yes. Thank you. It's okay, Guillermo.
It's okay. Okay. So how we work with parliamentarians,
FAO, no? Sorry, Guillermo, to interrupt.
Yes.
Now we can see it in the presentation mode. You need to go to display settings and just make the change here. Yeah, duplicate the slideshow.
This one. It's okay?
Yeah, now it's okay. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Raymond. So FAO actively engages with parliaments to strengthen the enabling environment related to the policy areas of our mandate. Raymond covered quite well, considering all the role that the parliaments have in our topics: oversight, budget allocation, approval of stronger legal frameworks on the topics. And all of this is crucial. So since mid-2000, FAO has been working a lot with the parliaments, complementing also the work we do with the governments. And we support the legislative process. So we offer technical capacity, technical knowledge on certain topics. We offer data, evidence. We can offer comparative analysis of similar pieces of legislations on topics. And this is how we've been strengthening our collaboration with parliaments all over the world. No? Since mid-2000s, we've been supporting, so we've been engaging with more than 60 parliamentary networks around the world, leading into the approval of around 100 legislations, regulations, policies, and also supporting capacity development, developing capacities of members of the parliament, but also of the legislative advisors, for instance. So we've been in this capacity development, we developed capacities of more than 500 parliamentarians or advisors. And we have also a series of knowledge products adapted to the parliaments to adjust the technical content that FAO has to the needs of the parliaments in different areas, nutrition, agroecology, family farming, so on and so forth. So this is more or less the broad network of parliamentary networks we support. The work has been growing a lot in the last years in Africa and also to other regions. In real countries in this region, besides the work we have with the European Parliament, we don't have any formal engagement with parliamentary networks in other real member countries. So I think this initiative, and thanks so much, Raymond, colleagues, and also for the interest of the parliaments of the region, I think it's a great opportunity for us to strengthen our collaboration and identify the areas of engagement that we can further support you on this. And going to what we'll be doing next year. So as I mentioned, we support different networks or different countries or different regional networks or sub-regional networks. And from time to time, we bring them together to exchange, to dialogue, to cooperate. So we try to promote global spaces of engagement, of cooperation among parliamentarians. And how we do this? We do this from time to time with global parliamentarian summits. The first one was done in Europe, in Madrid in 2018. The second one we had in 2023 in Valparaíso, in Chile. And there, in the final declaration of the second summit, it was requested to FAO to organize the third parliamentary summit in Africa by 2026. So we started dialogues with African countries, and mainly through the Pan-African Parliament. We had a very successful mission early this year. The Pan-African Parliament confirmed their capacity and interest to host the third parliamentary summit in their parliament. So, and they also confirmed the period of the year that we could have the third parliamentary summit. It will be around May, June 2026. Okay, we don't have yet the specific date, but this will be the period because it will coincide with one of the sittings of the Pan-African Parliament. And I think this is also a great opportunity because it will ensure a very strong presence of parliamentarians from all over the countries from Africa that are already represented. And after our meeting, we'll continue, you know, the specific discussions of the Pan-African Parliament. So we basically we're gonna we will have, it will be a two days and a half event around May, June. The structure of the meeting will be very similar to the second parliamentary summit. We are now starting to work on the contents. We're going to work internally in FAO, and we're going to also work with the different parliamentary networks. We will organize in November in headquarters in Rome. We are calling a pre-summit that is, we're going to be in touch with a core group of parliamentarians to discuss the proposals about the content, the agenda, and to be able to advance and finalize the content. The Italian Senate will welcome this group of parliamentarians, and we thank so much Senator Luca and Rosella that I see here for the support on this. So we're going to also have a good engagement with the Italian Senate during this occasion. Okay, and the idea is for us to be able to finalize all the contents, discuss, validate with this group, in November to be able to have the contents ready by December and be ready for the process of invitations, logistics, preparation of the logistical aspects, operational aspects of the summit during early 2026. We will be, as FAO, in touch with all our regions to promote the participation of the parliamentarians from the different regions we work with. We would like to invite you to, we will be in touch with Raimond for us to identify how we can have some representation from Rio during this pre-summit to be able to discuss the contents of the summit, but also how you can be present in Midrand in South Africa. That's where the Pan-African Parliament is based next year with us in the third summit. No? And this will be very important for you to also help us to, with time in advance, to see how we can mobilize some resources to have a good participation of parliamentarians from real countries with us. Sometimes we have some requirements from donors related to only be able to support low-income or mid-low-income countries. So we need and we want to mobilize as much parliamentarians as possible to have the greatest parliamentary summit next year in Midrand, and all your support, ideas, suggestions on how we can get support partners on this will be very welcomed. So I think this is, in a nutshell, Daria, Raimond, what I would like to share with you all. I'm ready for clarifications, doubts, and further develop any aspects you consider relevant. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Guilherme. Before we actually proceed to the concluding part of our meeting, colleagues from the parliament, so I can see Ukraine is still here, Portugal and Italy, of course, and Kyrgyzstan. If you have any questions in regards to what Guilherme just shared about Global Summit, please feel free to ask. If there is anything in particular you would be interested to know now, as well as Armenia. In any case, we will share everything what has been discussed today by the recording and all the relevant documents. So if you have any questions later, also okay to ask. And I don't see any immediate...
Dinara,
I don't see the... Sorry, I didn't see.
No.
Да, пожалуйста, да.
Спасибо большое за информацию по глобальному саммиту. Она очень нужна. Проведение такого саммита очень необходимо, я думаю. И у меня вопрос. Мы можем ли предварительно получить повестку, которая уже сейчас имеется, либо же повестка будет формироваться только исходя из наших предложений? Как это будет происходить?
Thank you, Dinara. Спасибо большое за вопрос. Я не вижу больше других. Guilherme, if you can, please.
Sure, yes. Thanks so much, Honorable. As I mentioned, this is based on a process that it's not starting now, no? So we have some elements coming from the second summit, from the priorities that the parliamentarians already indicated as next topics for discussion, so we can share with you all later the pact, the parliamentarian pact that was approved during the second summit, and there we can already identify some key areas of interest of the parliaments that are present in this declaration, plus of course some technical inputs from FAO considering the trends, the context, no, the updates that happened from 2-3 years until now. And this will be discussed, as I mentioned, with a group of representative parliamentarians from the regions. Usually we use the representations of the institutional parliamentary networks that exist For instance, Latin America, you have Parlatino, so the president of Parlatino. In Africa, we're going to discuss with the president of the Pan-African Parliament, so on and so forth. So we will discuss with a group of parliamentary representatives of key regional and sub-regional networks to adjust the first the proposal and be able to have a final agenda by the end of the year. This is our the way forward, you know, the roadmap. So the idea is that by mid-October, we're going to share with mm-hmm. them a draft agenda to collect comments to be discussed in November in order to be able to adjust and finalize by the end of the year the final agenda.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Guillermo. I hope it answers.
Спасибо большое. Тогда, пользуясь случаем, мне бы хотелось рассказать, что генеральный директор ФАО принимал участие в Кыргызстане в мае этого месяца на глобальном мировом саммите, горном саммите, который был организован Кыргызстаном по итогам переговоров и решений ООН, которые были приняты в Баку на COP29. И вот именно участие генерального директора ФАО для нас было очень большое внимание уделено. Наш глава государства, президент, провел 3 встречи с вашим генеральным директором. В ходе этих встреч были достигнуты договоренности о том, что ФАО будет очень большое внимание обратить на горную повестку, потому что наша страна является такой страной, и в Центральной Азии такая же страна Таджикистан, мы, Узбекистан, где наши экосистемы очень уязвимы к изменениям климата. Поэтому мы сейчас, наш регион, пытаемся обратить внимание именно в продовольственном отношении, потому что нас ждут много селей, да, в связи с таянием ледников. Нас ждет потом засуха в связи с этим, что ледники тают. И поэтому нам нужно эти вопросы одни государства не решат, поэтому по инициативе Кыргызстана вот этот вопрос поднимается. И я хочу, пользуясь случаем, сказать, могу ли я вместе выработать с вашим бишкекским, кыргызстанским отделом ФАО вопрос по включению горной повестки в рассмотрение вот этого глобального парламентского саммита.
Guillermo, would you like to respond?
Yeah. Of course, all the suggestions will be welcomed. We're gonna certainly have a block to discuss environmental issues and mainly topics related to the adaptation of climate change. So I cannot promise that we're going to have any specific discussion on the topic, but I think that from what you're mentioning, it's absolutely compatible to have cases and to discuss some of these topics under the discussion around climate change, for instance. Oh, so this is the process that we're gonna start now, starting to draft, to propose an agenda, to collect comments, and to negotiate among you parliamentarians, the different regions, the final topics to be brought to the third summit.
Thank you, Guillermo. I hope Dinara answers your. Answers your question. And so going to the last, I would say, block in our agenda, also reflecting on what has been said today and shared, I know that there are 3 immediate, I would say, topics or issues which we can take as an outcome of this meeting. First of all, Obviously, there is an appetite, like Raimond likes to say, or interest to continue with the regional informal exchanges between parliaments here in the Europe, Central Asia region. So to have these exchanges like the one we have now, and we will try to facilitate it as much as we can. But we will also appreciate one of the parliaments here today around the table, taking the lead in also organizing such exchanges, and the ones also who were in Tirana. So if you are thinking to also propose any topic to exchange, please feel free to reach to us, and we will also support and facilitate this. Second is the, of course, Global Parliamentary Summit, which Guillermo kindly shared the agenda and the process leading up to this summit. And one of the main, probably next step, which we have to focus on, is the pre-summit in November in Rome. So we will try also to, together with the HQ, together with Guillermo's team, facilitate the participation of the parliaments from Europe, Central Asia. And we will be in touch with you and together, of course, with the HQ to see how to organize it in the best way possible. And the third topic, which we can also continue exchanging on after this meeting, is the next regional summit for Europe and Central Asia, which we will be very happy to see if it can happen next year in 2026. And for that also, it would be good to see an expression of interest from the countries around the table to organize such a summit. Of course, we will be there to support and to facilitate the agenda, etc., like we did in Tirana with the Albanian parliament. But it would be good to know going forward if such an event would be interesting to any of you around the table. And we can continue exchanging on this topic as well. So from our FAO side, I think these three main points, main outcomes are the ones that we can continue exchanging after this meeting. And before I pass the floor to Raimond for his concluding remarks, if any of you here still, honorables from the parliament, if you would like to add specifically on the three topics I mentioned just now, please feel free to do so. We still have 15 minutes in this meeting. So if there are any outstanding issues you would like to touch upon, please. Okay, I don't see so far. It means that you are in agreement with what I said in terms of going forward and next steps for our collaboration and exchange. Then I will pass the floor to our regional program leader, Raimond, for his concluding remarks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Daria. Very much appreciated. Colleagues, also parliamentarians, very much appreciated. And thank you very much for the participation. Thank you very much for participation, really, of the colleagues from Kyrgyzstan, Armenia, from Portugal, although they didn't speak, but they have sent also the statement before. We had Ukraine, we have Kazakhstan, and also Kyrgyzstan. So this is very much appreciated. We note, and of course also Croatia, we note that the parliamentarians are always very busy. And we, in this case, really appreciated that you have taken the time, even some of you in between the sessions. So Croatia needed to go, the Armenian is in a different also voting process. So this is really appreciated, and it definitely also shows the commitment and the interest in this exchange. And in this context, I think probably we all can agree what also Alexander from Ukraine shared, that really these connections, which were not just made at the summit in Tirana, but also over time, creating further momentum and creating further exchange also outside of such, let's say, online meetings or outside of the physical presence. And as it was in this case also mentioned by our headquarter colleagues, with this interaction and in this exchange, I hope we are contributing that also Europe and Central Asia is going to be further increasingly present in this global parliamentarian network and in this global parliamentarian also work in order to bring really the voices close in the agri-food systems transformation. And again, as I mentioned also at the beginning, I think the parliamentarians in this case are at the heart of the legislation, and you have in this case a major contribution in order to contribute to this transformation and also at the transition. So many topics have been already mentioned in this very few, let's say, minutes which each of you also had. I will not, let's say, summarize it in this case, but of course, we have taken note again also of some of them, because we are in the preparation also of the work planning 26 and 27 for the organization. These days, we have also the global FAO conference who agrees on the overall programming for 26, 27, actually also on the medium-term plan, up to also 29. So it's really a good time to listen to some of your aspects, issues which have been mentioned, like biosecurity, water resource issues, the regional cooperation. I think we listened, and I'm listening always with interest when we talk about the issue of livestock, the connection of livestock and climate change, so that with the reduction of CO2 emissions, livestock is supposed to be further reduced, but at, I think what's mentioning by Croatia, there is also a challenge because livestock is a key livelihood component for many parts of the rural areas. And so reduction the livestock just in order to reduce also the CO2 emissions is not something which is going to be so straightforward. And I think highlighting these issues are, of course, also important points. I think, Dinara, we have certainly also taken very much note on the mountainous areas issues. Kyrgyzstan is at the forefront in this context, but if we're looking into the Caucasus countries, Armenia, Georgia, there are, of course, also key mountain issues we have in the Balkan countries, Bosnia, Albania. So this is definitely something which, if it doesn't find its way into the global agenda, where Guillaume also said, of course, there are many issues which are probably put forward. And I guess the limitation of the global one is also the days where it's going to be organized, and then therefore also the agenda. But I guess if we are envisaging the regional summit also sometime next year, so probably the mountainous area issue could be also brought into the equation, because we have the program countries, but of course we have also quite mountainous areas when we think about Croatia, Slovenia, Switzerland, Austria, Germany. There's also a lot of experience in terms of also the mountainous agenda. So very much in this case also appreciated. Like Daria was also saying, we are, of course, committed to further facilitate. And it has now taken us, unfortunately, a bit 6 months to follow up with the online meeting from the Tirana conference. We will probably do another one as a follow-up, particularly as it's mentioned by Guillaume, there is the preparation meeting also in Rome. So we may do for our region another one, probably maybe at end of September or beginning of October. The online should not be very complicated. So where we can certainly also take further issues up in how are we going to facilitate the presentation, the representation of the region at the pre-summit. I think as Italy, who is here, who was very active also in Tirana. They already next door to then the pre-summit, as it's the same location, but we can also then see how some of you others are going to be able to participate. In the end, the problem is always it melts down to funding, the participation. So we would need to see. Guillaume was already saying also funding for the global summit is very much, let's say, support is being provided to low-income food deficit countries. So fortunately, Europe and Central Asia are not low food income deficit countries. Unfortunately, this means also then funding for sometimes travel is not so easy available. We would also need to look into this as we are, as I said, preparation for the 2026 work planning. We would also need to see to what extent we can accommodate this in this way. I think one last point which I wanted to mention, and I think Mariana has requested also this, Daria was already referring. We're looking, of course, for interests now hosting the regional summit also then in 26, towards end of 26, in the same way like we did it in Tirana. So we would very much looking forward for expression of interest. In terms of the conditionalities, we will probably send out to you also a short note based on the Albania experience, what in this case certainly also would be required. The key element, what is, of course, is the venue. We had, of course, with the Albania example, a very good one, being able to do this event inside of the parliament. And so we would certainly also look very much forward. Anybody of you who might be also offering this, that we could definitely also host that next regional one also within the parliament. And then, of course, some other elements which certainly would need to be provided. Talking about interpretation, talking about, of course, also the catering aspects and so on, would then also need to be discussed. Any kind of support would be therefore very much appreciated. And as Daria was also saying, we are in the coming months, and particularly maybe after the pre-summit, after the agenda also for the global summit is been also defined, we would then start to shape up what is the agenda then for the regional one. So bringing up specific regional aspects, but at the same time utilizing then the regional one to do the follow-up to the global one. So to how can we translate recommendations from the global one into then also the regional action for the time also beyond. I think I'm leaving it with this one. We are very good in time. Very much appreciated that we managed to do this within this 90 minutes. So let me, from this point of view, again, thank you very much, the parliamentarians, for the engagement, for the support, for the inputs. I think many of you will probably go for a parliamentarian summer break. And in this case, I definitely wish you the best for this. Some relaxing parliamentarian action requires probably also some time to recover and to refill the batteries. So I wish you in this case all the best. Not too hot with the effects of climate change. We heard from our offices in Rome that they are sweating quite heavily. But this is also happening in some of the other places of the region. So with this one, thank you very much again to all of you, particularly to the parliamentarians. Looking forward to see you then after the summer, and wish you all the best and a good time. And thanks again also, Daria, for the moderation and the team here behind the scenes in the preparation of this meeting. And of course, translators, without you, we would be also in online translation, not be able to move on this one. Thank you very much. Spasiba bolshoi. Good afternoon, good evening, And the others, maybe bon appetit if you're in the same time zone as myself. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Raimund. Thank you. Thank you. For any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Thanks.